Overcoming Complacency, a compilation. Spiritual complacency is relevant to all believers. We will never end the struggle of spiritual complacency until we're in heaven with Christ. The good news is, as Christians, we can significantly reduce our spiritual weariness, even though we can't fully destroy it. One of my friends reminded me this week of the importance of growing out of this complacent prison. Ironically, in a Christian environment, it's easy to grow weary in our faith. Take an example from my own life. Instead of consistently obeying my convictions to read Scripture daily, I often substitute Christian culture for it. Of course, Christian culture isn't wrong. But replacing our true walk with Christ with a non-substitutable Jesus culture will not help us grow in our walk with Him. Scripture, of course, is not the only way of breaking the habits of spiritual complacency. Prayer is a powerful tool for helping us through hardships. Who is more capable of empowering you to overcome adversity than the Creator of the universe, the one whom all creation was created by, the resurrected Savior of all humankind, and the all-powerful God? God is the professional of all professionals. He's the highest of all counselors, mediators, and healers. We all go through ups and downs, but having God as our all-sustaining King, who conquered sin and death, makes life a whole lot better. As one famous preacher said, "We all face the furnace, but as believers, we have the Almighty God as our Lord." Skylar Hillman. Activate yourself to advance the kingdom. People do nothing about their finances because they wait for their ship to come in. We cannot have the same attitude about not starting a ministry, a writing career, going back to college, getting a job, or whatever God is calling us to do. We shouldn't have the attitude of, "Someday I'll do it." We need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit what we should be doing today to bring it forth, and then do it. Getting rid of complacency is doing something you don't feel like doing. It is motivating yourself, even when you don't feel like it. It's an act of obedience. When you desire to break complacency off of your life, it is difficult. Complacency says, "Do nothing." You have to resist the very thought in your mind. Complacency will get us stuck in a rut. When you are stuck in a rut with a vehicle, it's difficult to get out. You have to work that vehicle back and forth. The same thing goes with complacency. You make a little progress, and then you slide back. Don't get stuck in a rut and miss what God has for you. The Holy Spirit can convict you, but it's your job to get up and activate on the instructions He gives you. Activate today. Activate in your job, in your devotional time with God, in your marriage, and release the productivity and ambition that is in you to advance the kingdom. Kathy DeGraw. Salt of the Earth. As Christians, we strive to be agents of change in the lives of others, and ultimately in society. That can mean making waves or going against the flow. Not everything you do and value will be in harmony with the status quo. Nearly a decade ago, Pope John Paul II was reported as speaking to university students about overcoming the temptation of mediocrity and conformity. He said, "Following Christ, the crucified King, believers learn that to reign is to serve, seeking the good of others, and they discover that the real meaning of love is expressed in the sincere gift of self." He stated that when life is lived with this spirit, the Christian becomes the salt of the earth. He went on to say, "It is not an easy way. It is often contrary to the mentality of your contemporaries. It means, of course, to go against the current, with respect to the prevailing conduct and fashions. The mystery of the cross teaches a way of being and acting that is not in accord with the spirit of this world. As Christians, we are called to spice things up with the seasoning of faith we bring. We must also realize that not everyone will like the flavor, or be amenable to having the world around them seasoned with beliefs and values that are different from the ones they have been accustomed to. Some things, including challenges to our faith and opposition, are part of the Christian walk. It has been said that God scattered the early Christians throughout the world to salt the whole earth and enlighten all mankind. As salt seasons food by being lightly scattered upon it, so too Christians season the earth by being scattered throughout the various nations of the earth. By living in accordance with God's way of life, Christians also preserve the earth by slowing the decay of morals in the society around them. Jesus said, "Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again?" His answer? Have salt in yourselves. It's up to each of us to carry those qualities of salt within us, so that we can season the world around us with His flavoring. The goal of having an alive, deep, and meaningful relationship with Jesus, of manifesting a Christian example and following Jesus' teachings, has always been to be able to be the salt of the earth, part of the light of the world, a city set on a hill, that attracts others to the Lord, so that they too can come to know and love Him, and if they're willing, to help others to do the same. Being a force for good rests within each of us as we do our part to love God, to stay true to His Word, and to share His love and Word with others, whenever and wherever possible. As we strive to live and hold true to our Christian values, we can fulfill His commission to be the spice of life of this world, to give its full flavor and meaning to others, to be preservers of the good, and to share our faith, the true currency of the world, with others. Peter Amsterdam. God is calling you to step out. God is calling you to step out of your comfort zone, to do the unusual thing, to do the countercultural thing, to make His kingdom great. Now please, don't misunderstand me. You don't have to be a pastor, a missionary, or a super spiritual star or hero. All you have to do is have a heart for God and a willingness to get out of your comfort zone. It may be something as simple as just walking across the room at a party to talk to someone you normally would have ignored, or inviting your neighbor over for tea, or taking a coworker to lunch to see how they're doing. Whatever it is, don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone like Nehemiah did to do great things for God. God is looking for men and women who have a heart for Him, who want to take their lives to the next level, who want to step out of the maze of mediocrity and live for something bigger than themselves. Jack Graham. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.